You're listening to Anishinaabe Ogima, Boys Fort Leaders, from the present to the past.
Yes, my name is Kathy Chavers, and I'm the tribal chairwoman for the Boys Fort Band. Okay, my background, work-wise, I started working for the band when I got out of high school, and then I also, from there, went to the education secretary where Fortune Bay was just first getting started under Cy Kouchik. From there, I went to the Net Lake School and worked as the Indian Social Worker Aide with the high school and the youth. And then I applied for a job within the health division as the contract health clerk and was there for approximately 27 years. And then I filed for District 1 rep for the Tribal Council in 2008 and 1 and stayed on until 2012. Went back to healthcare after that, as I really love healthcare, and then decided in just recently to run for tribal chair, and that's where I am at today. I did not have the opportunity to grow up on the reservation. I was born and raised in Orr, which is, of course, we all know about 19 miles away. However, we did spend our falls on the reservation with the King Brothers Wild Rice plant. My family was involved with that, so I remember many times coming up to the reservation during the fall times, and also other various times to visit my grandmother, Ideal King, and then also to attend the Wild Rice Festival in the fall at the old Net Lake School, where they had wonderful meals and a mini powwow. So I didn't live, but spent many times up here. My main love of job is with healthcare because I really like helping people. And when the chairperson position came up, I did have a concern with who would be getting into office or what might be happening to the tribe, as we really have our limitations with regards to who can run for office. My job is as their tribal leader, the person to represent the band on a national, state, local, and even county level. I meet with the governor at times and the commissioners from the state. I've gone out to D.C. and met with legislators regarding lobbying efforts for the band. And I think a good leader is important for the tribe so that we can progress in many, many, many areas in many different ways. I really didn't think I would be a leader. I'm a team player just because I believe that you need that to become a good leader. You need the input of others. Some of the challenges that Boys Fort residents face is, first of all, the new administration in D.C. with the Trump administration. That's throughout Indian country because we just don't know what he's going to do. There's been some frustration with the either lack of or quality of services for the residents, and so that is a challenge. Growing up in Orr, and with my parents, I really didn't have the opportunity to learn the culture. I was never really taught the language. Although I know my grandma was fluent, I found that out later. But I always wanted to know. Understanding the culture and Spirit Island and what that represents, even the gathering of wild rice, I mean, blueberry picking. I remember picking pine cones for my grandma. It was fun, but I didn't realize at that time that it was a way of life for the way we were. I mean, I thought of it as just fun doing something helpful for my grandma, but where it actually was a big part of the culture. I always give credit to those who came before us because we wouldn't be here today without the efforts of other leaders. I really, truly believe that we as a people are very strong, strong-willed, and we do the right things for the right reason, and we will succeed and become very successful in the future.
Anishinaabe Ogima was brought to you by the Net Lake Radio Project and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.